This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to say again, Happy New Year. I tell you, so much went on last year, and we're into a new year, and things are really, you know, getting down to the wire, because Jesus is really getting ready to return, y'all. We need to get our house in order, you know. I was thinking, I said, you know, as I, you know, said a few times, that America, oh my God, if this ain't modern day Babylon, oh my God, it's just a repeated cycle, you know, of things that have already taken place. And we know the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today. Continue to lead us and guide us in every way, oh God. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, God. We see that you're soon to return, and God, help us to be that ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. God, search us, oh God, search our hearts. Search our minds. Find anything displeasing in your sight, oh God. We ask that you take it out and straighten us, oh God. Minister to us in a special way. We pray in the name of Jesus and speak Exodus 15 and 26 to our body, soul, and mind, along with Jeremiah 30 and 17 and every healing scripture in the word of God we stand on today. But with us spiritually and mentally, oh God, we pray that you give us strength to endure, and having done all, to remain standing in this last hour. We can't do anything apart from you, oh God. We would be nothing apart from you. We could do nothing. But we thank you on today for our families, oh God, my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies. We pray for those that hate us without a cause, oh God. You said that we'll be hated for your name's sake, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us strength to endure, oh God. Having done all, to stand. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. We bind the hands of the enemy or every spirit in the atmosphere that's trying to work against me, come against my mind right now, my thought. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for the word of God, because everything else is going down but your word in these last and evil days, oh God. We pray for those that are dealing with mental issues and suicidal, oh God, and those that are lost loved ones. We pray for them on today. That you strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You heal their broken heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like only you can do. And we just thank you, oh God, and praise you this morning for everything. And never thank you and praise you enough. And to you be the honor, glory, and the praise. For the devil is defeated, God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. As I said, there's just so much going on, you know, from day to day and from week to week, you know. Just so much going on, you know. And like I said, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, because the word of God tells us. I'm telling you, we better pray and seek God like never before. The forces of evil is getting greater, because the enemy knows he's running out of time, and he wants your soul on today. And we here at the Ready Church, we just want to encourage you to give your life to the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name, we just thank him on today. Can't praise him enough for what he's done and what he's going to do as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We here, like I said, just trying to tell you, you need to get back in the word of God. Your only hope is going to be Jesus. He's still the answer today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the only way. Oh, yes. I tell you, in the news, the pastors and the leaders are falling like dominoes. Oh, yes, they're falling like dominoes. The trees are being chopped down. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, America is modern-day Babylon. Just a repeated cycle over and over and over again. You know, this land is full of paganism and occult and witchcraft and spell casting. That's why the enemy don't want me to share the word of God. Because, see, we trying to get your focus on the target of what the enemy is trying to do in this last hour. You know, he know he's running out of time. He wants your soul. So he know if you, he can keep you away from the word of God, keep you away from praise and prayer and worship and, you know, the true and living God, then he's going to try to do that. Because, see, Satan want to keep those that he have, and those that he lost, he wants you back. At any cost, Satan wants you back. We here at the Ready Church telling you, don't go back. No, I won't turn back. My God's been good to me. My God has set me free. Oh, no, I won't turn back. That's what we want you to say today. Don't turn back. Run. Run for your life. Oh, yes. This is a fight for your soul. The enemy wants your soul. You know, God wants your soul. And Satan wants your soul. So the battle, there's a battle, there's a war for your soul today. But the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. So we're going to get right into the word of God, because I have so many scriptures and stuff that I want to share with you. I may not read them all, but I'll tell you what they are. Hopefully you'll go back to them. But we're going to start in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's see. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, because the Bible said there is nothing new under the sun. You know, all this stuff we're seeing with these pastors falling. You know, I know I'm constantly talking about T.D. Jakes, you know, and his tree being chopped down, you know, just so that people could see Christ. Because, see, man got their focus off. From looking to a man, you know, instead of keeping your focus on the one that made the man, you know, Jesus, God made us, and not we ourselves, you know. But the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, so we're going to read that. I'm gonna give you the word, because I want you to go back and get look at it and read it for yourself. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 1 and chapter 1 and verse 9, and the latter part says, and there is no new thing under the sun. I'm not saying this just off the top of my head. There is nothing new under the sun. You know, people be trying to hide things, and, you know, and God is just uncovering, you know. He's revealing to you. He's trying to make himself known to you, that who he is. You know, you may think you're getting away. You may have done something. And, you know, it may take a long time. Sometimes it takes 20 and 30 and 40 years before some people, you know, find the truth out about a person. But the Bible just says there's nothing, absolutely nothing new under the sun this morning. So I'm telling you, search yourself, examine yourself, and see where you be in the faith or not. Because there are many, many people being deceived in this last hour. And that's what the devil wants. He comes to deceive you. Before we get to Luke, I was going to go, let's go to Matthew right quick. I want you to know that the number one thing is for the devil to try to deceive you. You know, to trick you, to con you, to take you away from truth. But we here at the Red Church want you to know, watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. The Bible says in Matthew 24 and 4 says, no, in 5, well, we'll start 4, and saying, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed, come on, listen up, that what? No man deceive you. No man. I don't care who that man is. You know, a lot of people lift up Jakes, you know, his wife and all these ladies, Bloomer and all them talking about Jakes, the great Jakes. Oh my God. Now you see, you need to get your focus back in the Word of God. It said, be not deceived, y'all. Don't be deceived. The devil's cunning. But the Word of God's telling us not to be deceived. Let's go to Luke. And we just, like I said, I got a lot of scriptures I want to share with you so you can go back and read them, you know. Luke chapter 8 and verse 17. It says, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Ain't that something? Oh my God. The Word of God is, it warns us. It warns us. We think, you know, sometimes people think they're getting away, like I said. But God's Word warns us. He corrects us. He chastens us because He loves us. He cares for you today. And this should be an example for all of us, that no matter how high you think you are, how great you are, we're nothing apart from Christ. We're not great and greatly to be praised, but God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. Let's go to Luke 12 and 2. Luke 12 and 2. 12 and 2. So there's nothing new under the sun. We just read nothing new under the sun. And we also just read nothing hidden shall not be revealed. Now we're at Luke 12 and verse 2. Luke 12 and verse 2 says, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be known. Oh my God. It said, therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in the darkness shall be hid, shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ears in the closet, here we go, shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. So everything is going to be revealed. Everything that man think he's hiding, you know, God's word, it tells us. You know, it warns us of impending danger. Oh, my God. But sometimes we can get so high we think we God. And, you know, God had to show us who he is. And the Bible has warned us over and over and over again. Oh, yes, Hebrews 12. Yes, Lord. We're praying for Jakes. We pray that he will repent and turn from his wicked ways. Not only him, Wim Murphy, and all these ones that the devil is using. You know, I guess people not paying attention. Eddie Long, he went out of here fast, and so did Carlton Pearson. You know, in the Bible, I'm going to share some things with you as we go along here today to explain to you of some of the things that's taking place. And God is soon to come. And we need to draw nigh to the Lord and hold fast. Oh, yes. Hebrews 12 and 27 and 28. This is sad to me. This is sad. It's just so sad. When you look at the body of Christ today, it is so sad. But the word of God is being fulfilled. Verse 27 and 28. It says, pay attention, y'all. I need y'all to really pay attention. Because God is uncovering. Everything is going down but his word. Everything. Everything that's not his. And everything that's not like him is going down. His word has already warned us that these things that we see today, yeah. It says in 27, it said, and this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Mm-hmm. So everything, God is removing something. He's removing everything that's not like his. Everything that's not his, oh, everything going to be shaken that can be shaken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And only those things that belong to Christ is going to remain. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Bible said, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. That's the Bible said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the true church. There's some false stuff. False teachers, false pastors, false prophets, and all that going on. And God is shaking. All that ain't his, oh, yes, it's going down. It said, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. These people don't have no godly fear. They're humping, bumping, and crumping in God's house. William Murphy ought to be ashamed of themselves. Ought to be ashamed of themselves. And Deidre Hand, oh, he co-signing off on it like it's all right. It said, for our God is a consuming fire. Oh, they don't forget that. Oh, they don't forget that he's a consuming fire. Oh, yes. The Bible has already, you know, warned us of sudden destruction. Yeah, it's been prophesied. It's been prophesied, the sudden destruction. God has used many prophets, true prophets. Yeah, to predict fall of man. Yeah. And we can clearly see the warnings right in our face. Destruction. Right in your face. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Things is happening quickly. Laws are changing. You know, a lot of things are changing. The Bible talks about it in the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and 25, we read it last week. Things are changing, new laws. Everything getting set up for the Antichrist, y'all. And y'all don't want to, you don't want to be hearing a great tribulation. Oh, my God. Say it's going to be a time like never before. Oh, my God. I see the sign. I see the signs of the times. It said, be rumors of wars and rumors of wars. Earthquakes and diverse places. I think I just heard there was an earthquake. Just a few days ago. Oh, yeah. I think they said up in D.C. or up that area or somewhere. I'm telling you, earthquakes and diverse places. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. We just read it. But only those things that remain, you know. All those in Christ, you won't be shaken, you know, or you know, You won't be moved, you know. Stand and having done all to remain standing, y'all. If you love the Lord and you believe in Jesus, you remain standing. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm just so upset by the stuff that I see. I am so upset. Heard of a whole family, you know, just got killed last week. I mean, you're shooting up your whole family. Oh, my God. The devil don't care. You know, the Bible said the love of many waxing cold. We can see it. People don't love no more. Not even your own family members. You can't even trust your own family. But the Bible told us, say your foe will be of your own house. Oh, yes, your enemy will be of your own house. Some of y'all sleeping with the enemy and don't even know it. Yeah. Husband and wives, you can't even trust one another. Oh, my God. We're in the end times. The word of God is being fulfilled. God sent prophets to warn us of the consuming fire. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You know, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man return. Oh, yes. So be it in our day. Oh, yes. You know, Noah, he preached for 120 years. That man preached 120 years. The same message. And it was like 12 billion people. Then it's only like 6 billion now. There were more people back then than now. People was having more, you know, kids, you know, babies and stuff because, you know, technology wasn't as great as it is now. They have TV and all that, radio and all that stuff. So, you know, they were being fruitful and multiplying like the word of God said. But now, you know, a lot of people working and, you know, everybody, you know, it's just a totally new way of doing things. People don't do like they used to. You know, they don't have family time. Family time. What is that? Only time, family time they have is going outside of the family and making time with other people. Oh, my God. That's what time. I mean, they trading wives and husbands like they changing their clothes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a praying time. But the Bible's being fulfilled. Oh, yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 says, verse 14 said, listen, y'all might not believe me, you know, because this is the reason why right here it said, but the natural man, meaning your fleshly man, the sinner man, receive not the things of the Spirit of God. You need to be born again. You need to give your life to Christ. It's so important. He'll take the scales off your eyes and you'll say, I once was blind, but now I see. Because see, we were all born in sin until we get born again. It's important that you give your life to Christ. It's important that you get connected back to your maker, Jesus, to God, you know, to your maker, God. Because, see, Adam and Eve fell when they was in the garden. That separated man from God. And that's why God sent his only begotten Son to restore us back, to connect us back, to give us a heart connected back to God's will and purpose for our lives, to righteous living. Oh, yes. It said for the natural man, your fleshly man, I'm trying to tell you, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The thing, you know, that's why you can't understand what I'm trying to say to you. You know, you, because of your fleshly carnal mind, say your natural mind. See, you got to go beyond your natural mind and invite Christ in to be born again so you can have a spiritual mind. And you'll be able to see what I'm trying to tell you and warn you of. It's that for they are foolishness. I know. They thought it was foolishness when Noah was telling them it was going to rain. You know why? Because it had never rained before. You know, and like I'm trying to tell you, the Bible say it won't be water, it's going to be fire next time. I'm trying to warn you here at the Ready Church. Oh, a consuming fire. Oh, yes. Everything's going down but the word of God. Oh, yes. It says it's foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. You must invite Christ in your heart and in your life to understand spiritual things. Oh, yes. Like I said, Noah tried to warn the people like I'm trying to warn you. Jesus is coming. I'm trying to warn you there is a hell and there is a heaven. You know, Carlton Pearson, before he left here, you know, with this inclusion stuff. Now everybody including in and everything in your life. He said it wasn't a hell. But who was he? He wasn't God. He made up in his mind he didn't want to believe that there was a hell anymore. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't play with God. Leading people away and astray. Ed along in his filthiness. Oh, my God. God is a consuming fire. Oh, yes. Everything is going down but the word of God. And then Bishop Jakes, would, you know, y'all think because he can, oh, speak so, oh, prolific. And, oh, the words he's saying. And people, I just want to be like Jakes. We should never want to be like nobody but Jesus. It's he that have made you and not Jakes, not Joel, not Joyce, not Juanita, none of them. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We need to put our focus back where it belongs, and that's in Jesus Christ alone. In Christ alone, I place my trust. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's what you need to say, because the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Oh, the great Jakes. Oh, my God. I want to be like him. The Bible says, for his, tell my God, my word, my speech are not, and my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom. We shouldn't be trying, you know, to speak, you know, our own words, our own thoughts and all that. I'm not no pastor. I'm not no preacher. And I ain't going to try to preach no enticing words to you because I don't have any. All I can give you is the Bible, the word of God. It said in my speech and preaching was not with enticing words, itching words, you know, things that people want to hear, enticing, to intrigue you, you know, to entice you, to allure you. It said words of man's wisdom, but look, he said, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith, listen here, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's what we want to point you to today. We're here to read the church. We want to point you to Jesus. Oh, yes. We just read, said a natural mind. Your natural mind can't receive the things of God. Because you're unsaved. You're blind. That's the problem. That's why you don't understand spiritual things. Because you're not saved. Flesh, the flesh. You got to move the flesh out of the way so that the Spirit of the Lord can come in to your life and your heart. And he will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. Not some truth, but all truth. When you believe the word of God, take up your cross and follow Jesus. oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. Yes, no turning back. No turning back. People turning back. People going back. They got secrets and all those things. And the Bible said everything that can be shaken, going to be shaken. I said, God is like a consuming fire, y'all. Let's go to Jeremiah 12 and 10. I pray that I'm helping you to get into the Word of God and get a personal relationship with Him. Yeah. To lead and guide you in this last hour. Jeremiah chapter 12. Because there's some stuff going on. This is what's going on right here with these leaders, these new age leaders that's not even saved, doing in and everything. You're not saved. We got to live according to the Word of God. Oh, my God. The Word of God said right here in 12, Jeremiah 12 and 10. This is a problem. It said many pastors. Y'all better pay attention. Who you're following. Who you listening to. It said many pastors, not a few, have destroyed my vineyard. The Bible said judgment must begin in the house of God. Oh, yes. And it has begun in the house of God. All this mess you see going on in God's house. Oh, my God. He said many, not a few. It's a bunch of them. Look at it. Look at the pieces to the puzzle. T.D. Jakes is a ringleader. Ed Alon was his spiritual son. Mm-hmm. Carlton Pierce, all them friends, right? Look at the pieces to the puzzle. Everything going down but the Word of God. I heard one young lady was doing her YouTube said that Jakes charged $75,000 to go to one service. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God's pulling the cover off all this mess. Preaching the Word of God. He said, freely give, freely receive. Oh, my God. You wouldn't have to put no price on it. God would bless you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. God will use people to bless you. But y'all put a name and a price tag on God's word. Oh, no. God says it's going down. It's going down. He said, they have destroyed my vineyard and have trodden my portion underfoot, and they have made a pleasant portion of desolate wilderness. That's what we're seeing today. Exactly what we're seeing today. We got to stick with the truth. The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. Let's go to 1 Kings. I want you to know. Oh, yes. Sudden destruction is coming, y'all. That's what's taking place right now. Oh, yes. Change is coming. For those that are out of the will of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Let's go to 1 Kings. Oh, yes. 1 Kings chapter 10. You know when it's prosperity stuff. T.D. Jakes was on TBN. You know, and it was like, oh, you sold this and God will give you that. And oh, no, that was not God's word. We'll have to give to get from God. Oh, no. But he came in with that prosperity. And the Bible said judgment must begin in the house of God. Oh, yeah. It seemed like they was getting away. But the Bible says right here, let me tell you about Solomon. Oh, yeah. One of the richest men, wisest man that ever lived. Oh, yes. It said in verse 1 of 10, it said, when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon, and y'all hear the fame of T.D. Jakes, he's the next great Billy Graham. Oh, yeah, you've heard it. It said, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. It didn't say who this queen of Sheba's name was, but it just said a queen. I know one time all through the church, that's all you're hearing, oh, you the queen, you the queen. I mean, the ladies in the church just calling one another queens and divas. And oh my God, the spirit came in the house of God. You queens and your divas. And oh my God. Y'all know there was a period when, you know, women was going through the church, queen, they had queen conferences and oh my God, all this stuff that's not biblical has started coming in the house of God, and diva, calling yourself a diva. People use that stuff in the street. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We don't do what the world does. We don't carry ourselves in such a way. But the devil used T.D. Jakes, get ready, get ready, get ready. And now you know what you was getting ready for. But the Bible said here, and Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, and people hear the fame of Jakes, and they think he God, and said concerning the name of the Lord, and she brought to him, to prove him. She brought him some questions. She wanted to ask him, you know, a lot of questions, test him, really, to test him. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train with camels and that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him with all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. He answered everything. You know, but see, the Bible said that, you know, God had already warned Solomon, you know, that these strange women was going to turn his heart away from God. It said, and there was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. He told her everything. Sounding almost like, Delilah. Yeah. Samson and Delilah. Samson, Delilah act like she wanted Samson, but she was paid. She was paid too. It's always about money. She was paid to go after Samson and see where his strength lied. And he told her where his strength lied was in his hair. And Solomon here, he answered every question that she had, this queen had for him. Didn't say her name, but this queen of Sheba, from Sheba, you know. It said, and when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the houses that he had built, meaning riches, and the meat on his table, and the setting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his assents by which he went up into the house of the Lord, were no more spirit in her. And it said, and she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy act and thy wisdom. Howbeit I believeth not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And this sounds like similar to Jakes. You know, he got secure to guards and everything all around about him, and you know, don't have to cook their own food, you know. Just had all this, you know, kind of similar to this. Remind me of this. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, but I'm telling you what I'm getting out of this. It said, how bid I believe not the word? She had to come see it. She said, I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, and the half have not been told. Oh my. She said, wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame that I heard. Oh my. Oh yes. And it reminded me of when the lady was doing an interview with Jason. She said, how you go from digging ditches to, you know, to the fame that you got, and everybody, you know, just really just the world, you know, just love you. You know, basically, that's what she's saying. Oh my God. So this lady, she brought him spices and gold and precious stone, and oh my God, yeah, the devil offered you a lot of things. A lot of things for your soul. That's what I think about when I, you know, when I read this. I really do. Everything going down. Prosperity. You know, your money, your fame, and your name. Oh, yes. The Bible talks about a good name, but oh my God, you a good name is being evil spoken of now. Mm-hmm. So you can't serve God and mammon too. You can't serve God and money too. You know, he's with Wells Fargo, Coca-Cola, everything. Oh, the world system. Oh yeah, trading God in for stuff. It'll cost you something. Oh yeah. And it's costing him his name right now. Money, money, money. Oh yeah. Yeah, got your focus off. The mission's supposed to be about Jesus Christ, the work of Christ, the saving of souls. You know? But like I said, a lot of these people won't even say they had a gift. The Bible says you have gift, but gifts are without repentance. People can sing, dance, do a lot of play instruments, and all kinds of things, and never repent. It's a gift. Gifts are without repentance. But like I say, you know, with that, you know, prosperity and, you know, American idols everywhere. You know, America got a lot of idols now. We become just like the other countries, pagan worship, you know, occultism, and, you know, and just everything is just turned over to idols. You gave up, you know, a life with Christ for idols, for money, for sports. Oh my God. People don't even go to church. It's all about sports. You know, who you run into people and you listen to people and who your basketball team, you know, or who your football, you know, hero, you know. Everybody a hero but God. Sports. American idols. Cowboys. I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm a Steelers fan. And I'm, oh, fans? Where Jesus fit in at? I'm, oh, NBA players. And, you know, oh my God. Yeah. This nation have turned and changed. It's all about fast cars, boats, and planes. Oh my goodness. You lost your focus. Prosperity. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? That's what's going on. That's what's going on. I was reading that and then I went to another story and I was like, Lord, it's just so much. You know, let's go to Jeremiah 46 and 25. Jeremiah 46. Prosperity. Oh yeah. People got their eyes off of Jesus, you know, and put their eyes on stuff. You know, one time, a few years ago, it was just all about get into real estate, get rich, get into real estate. Everybody, you know, talking about real estate. And where's Jesus at? I mean, there's nothing wrong with real estate, but we can't forget our focus on what we're supposed to do. God said he was provide our every need. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have everybody going out, like, you know, everybody's supposed to be rich, and everybody, when you got people in living on the street, go down and look at down in California. I mean, a whole streets, not just one. People don't have nowhere to go, living on the street, and the preachers are just getting richer and richer and richer, and they using you and abusing you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they're doing. The Bible said here in Jeremiah chapter 46 and 25, it says, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and behold, I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their king, even Pharaoh and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them in the hands of those that seek their lives, and into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants, and outward it shall be inhabited as the days of old, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Just a minute. Excuse me. But it said, for the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and behold, I will punish the multitude of No. And punishment, that means, you know, you're going to get corrected or penalized because of what they were doing that's not right. You have to pay for your consequences. That's a punishment. God is not just a God of love. He's a God of judgment. He's a God of righteousness. You know? Oh my God. It says, and Pharaoh and his and Egypt with their gods. And these same things today. People are worshiping these Egyptian gods. Horus. You know, Osiris and Isis and Seth and Anubis and Amun and Ra, the sun god. Oh my God. Just, you know, that's what they're doing today. They're worshiping those same things today. You know, same gods today. But we're not to put no other god before us. I was listening to a Muslim lady giving an interview, and she was saying, she said, the thing is, we're all looking for the same Savior. Yeah, that's what she said. We're all looking for the same Savior. She said Hindu, Buddhist, and Islam, and Christians are all the same. She said we're all looking for a Savior, and she's saying after the collapse of this world and the new world, then the rising of or the emerging from the ashes, then she said, we can build back better. I said, wow, I did not know. I was like shocked that the lady said that. She said, you see, we looking for our Savior to return, just like you're looking for your Savior to return. She said, and I don't know about, let's see, what's it? She said, we're looking for our Savior to return, but we're no different from you. She said, We pray at our mosque, and y'all pray in your church. She said, we all are praying to the same God. She said, you pray to Jesus and Mary, and we pray to Jesus and Mary too, but we carry it on to Prophet Muhammad. She said, after we're praying for the reoccurring of Jesus. We believe that he will and be set down right beside God. And then she said, Mahdi, the son, the grandson of the holy prophet. Yeah, she said, the grandson of the holy prophet. She said they will all come at the same time. And when this world is filled with war and corruption and lies and injustice. I said, oh my God, I had no idea. I had no idea that they believe like that. And then she said, and they will come. Then they will come to the end and of this dark era. She said, and we will introduce an era of peace and justice and compassion and truth. She said, this belief is in the second coming, and what I'm giving, and that's what's giving me hope to fight for a better day and a better world. I was like, oh my. Oh yes. She said, and it brought with me, along with my Quran, to a interface session that they hear at Saint Margaret's Mary Church. So, she said, a Muslim, we believe in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and the Book of Psalms as holy as the holy book sent down from God to his prophets. I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. I had no idea. So, you know, they believe that, you know, they say they believe just like we believe, but they go a little further with Prophet Muhammad. Oh my God, what a time we're living in. Everything's getting prepared for the Antichrist, y'all. One world religion. Oh yeah. One world economics. One world peace. But there ain't gonna be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Jesus. To Jesus return. But these people, you know, they're being deceived. They have been deceived. I mean, so she's saying that the Hindus and the, you know, the Buddhist worshiper and, you know, snake worshippers all are the same. Oh my God. You know, this is a praying time. This is a praying time. I remember just a few years ago, I mean, people was even, the pastors was, you know, talking about the movie, what, Batman, Superman, and all that. And that preacher was actually in the church with Batman suits on. What in the world? Oh my God. Oh my God. I just think back at so much stuff that I've seen taking place in the body of Christ. Oh, yes, I've been saved almost 50 years. I've never seen it like it is now. I've never seen it like it is now. But the Bible forewarned us of all these things that we're seeing taking place right now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then, you know, I was thinking back and I said, Lord, I thought about, you know, when Hannah had Samuel and how he, she went to the house of God, and the priest was there, which was Eli. You know, and he told her that God was going to bless her with a son, because she, you know, she couldn't have any children. And God blessed her with Samuel. And then, you know, she offered him up to God. So she left him with Eli. And she would bring him, her husband would bring Samuel a colt every year. You know, dedicated this colt. Well, it's like a robe, you know. Sacred robe, you know. To share God's word. But I look at these preachers today and I'm like, oh my God. It's so much. It's just so much stuff. So much stuff. It's so much stuff going on in the body of Christ. I know that God is angry. I know he's angry. I look around, I'm angry at what I see. As good as God has been to us. You know, but like I said, this stuff that we're seeing today, it's not new. It has taken place before. You know, even with Jakes and them, oh, yeah. Yeah. When I think about Eli, like I said, Eli, you know, he was running the house of God and his sons. He had two sons. Let's go there. Like I said, I'm not a preacher. I'm just trying to give you some pointers here. Oh, my God. Help us to help somebody, Jesus. Oh, yes. 1 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Samuel. It's like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning right now. It's 1 Samuel 1 and 3. My grandson got up and kind of... Let's see. It says... But when I look at what's taking place in the body of Christ today, I said, Lord, this has happened before. You warned us of sudden destruction that were going to take place. And we're seeing things happen quickly. Things are changing quickly. Everything that's that we think is high and above God, he's bringing it down. He's shaking stuff and he's bringing it down. Oh, yes. Let's see what happened to Eli's sons. And Eli, he was a priest. You know, he's supposed to be a ruler over the house of God. But we're seeing today, you know, Jakes and them, this stuff has happened before. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Now, I know the devil's trying to distract me. But if God be for me, who can be against me? I pray that you're getting something out of this. It said the sins of Eli's son. Now, we at 1 Samuel. And let's see. 1 Samuel. Chapter 2. And it said in verse 12, now the sons of Eli were the sons of Belial, and they knew not the Lord. Now these were the sons of the priests, and they were supposed to have been working in the house of God along with their father. It says they were the sons of Belial. They were the sons of the devil. They had the devil in them. And this is what's going on in the house of God today. These preachers are not saved. These preachers don't know God. They wicked. Belial is wicked, evil, full of darkness. These are evil. That's what he's saying. Now the sons of Eli the sons of Eli were the sons of Belial, and they knew not the Lord. That's what I'm saying. People running the house of God, not even saved. Been in church all your life. Been going to church. That don't mean that you're saved. Until you invite Christ in your heart and in your life, you're still a sinner. Working. a working sinner, a satisfied sinner, satisfied in your sin, and call yourself working for Christ. Oh my God, if you ain't heard that satisfied sinner, you need to go back to my vlog and listen. Because there's a lot of people satisfied in their sin. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And down to verse 17. And it said, therefore the sins of these young men, because I got a lot I want to share with you. I'm praying that you're just getting these little nuggets. It said, wherefore the sins of these young men, talking about Eli's son, was very great before the Lord, for men harbored the offerings of the Lord. It said, and but Samuel ministered unto the Lord. Now Samuel was Hannah's son, the one that went to, you know, to Eli and prayed, and you know, and God blessed her womb with Samuel. So Eli, you know, used to connect to God. He could connect to God at one time. But see, he started allowing his sons to do any and everything in the house of God, like we're seeing today. Any and everything started going on in the house of God. Oh, my God. And there are consequences. There are consequences. Did you see how fast Eddie left here? Did you see how fast Carton left here? There are consequences for our sin, y'all. And like I said in verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with his linen, ephod. It said, moreover, his mother made him a coat. That's the one I was talking about a few minutes ago. She made him a coat like a robe and brought it to him from year to year, every year when she came up with her husband to offer a yearly sacrifice. And then it said, and Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord gives the seed to this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord, as they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And after the child, Samuel grew before the Lord. Then it says, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they were laying with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. These young men were doing just like these men today. Laying up with the women and men in the house of God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doing stuff that's just not right. That's why they were the sons of Belial, the devil. And that's what we got today. Running the houses of God, in the house of God, bringing all this filth in the house of God. Mm-hmm. Wolves in sheep clothing. I remember TDJ said the wolves is coming. Well, the wolves was him, along with all his pack that, you know, that's connected to him. Oh my God. It said, and he said unto them, why do we such thing? For I heard of the evil dealings by all these people. Everybody heard about it. Yeah. And everybody is hearing about what's going on right now. It said, nay, my son, for it is no good report. He says, it's no good report that what I hear, that ye made the Lord people to transgress. And that's what they're doing. They're making people transgress against God. Look at these churches. Look at they doing. They look like a club. They doing the same thing you do in a club, if not worse. Causing the people to transgress against God. Because they got their eyes on man and not on God. And because it pleases the flesh. There's no good thing in the flesh. It's itching ears. It's what people want to hear and what they want to do. They don't have to give up nothing. They don't have to give up nothing. Sin is still in the camp. Sin is still in you. It said, if one man sinneth against another man, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sinneth against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they heard not unto the voice of their father. They wouldn't listen to him, because the Lord would slay them. Oh, yes, just like Edelon and them, they died. They died. There are consequences, y'all. You just can't do any and everything in God's house. I'm just telling you what the word said. Judgment. Judgment. Cain. And Eli didn't correct his sons. He didn't correct his sons. Just in and everything going on. I see T.D. Jakes' wife and his daughter and them be just doing and saying anything all up there on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. Jakes can't correct nothing himself, because they all in the same, doing the same thing. See, when you let sin in the door, he comes in the whole house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Bible says in verse 34 of the same chapter, and this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon the two sons, on Hophinez and Phinehas, in one day they shall die, both of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just trying to tell you. We just don't get away with stuff that we're doing all in the name of Jesus, when the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. It's not him. It's not him. God is displeased. Their consequences for their sin was death. Even Eli, he died too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we don't correct our children. He blessed you with those children to be a blessing, to train them, to tell them when they're wrong. I don't care how old our children get. You see them doing wrong, the grandchildren, whoever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Sin came in through Eli and them sons doing any and everything. I thought about Jamal Bryant. Oh, my God. People think they just get away. Oh, yeah. But it sure remind me of Hophinez and Phinehas in the house of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Even Eli, he died too. Because he didn't correct them. He didn't correct them. The Bible says in Samuel 4, it said, now Eli was 98 years old. He was 98 years old, and his eyes was dim, and he could not see. It said, and the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? What they done? What have y'all done? He said, and the messenger, God sent a messenger, answered and said, Israel is fled before Philistine, and they have been also great slaughtering among the people. And the two sons also, Hophinez and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of the covenant is taken. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it says, let's go down, because I got a lot more I want to try to get in here. So you can go back and reread it. yourself. Verse 21. I'm gonna tell you. When you think you can just do anything in God's house and get away with it, let me tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is not there. You just can't give God stuff off the altar of Baal and think you're going to get away with it. The Bible says in verse 21, and she named the child Ichabod, saying that the glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken. And because of her father-in-law and her husband. Because of the stuff they did. What happened? And she said, the glory is departed from the ark of God is taken. The Spirit of the Lord lifted from their house. Oh, yes. The Spirit of the Lord departed. But so did they die. Oh, yeah. I don't know why people think they're just going to get away with doing in and everything in God's house. And there's no consequences. Let me tell you about another one. And I'm going to be almost finished. And I'll get back. There was another one. Look at, you know, Moses and Aaron was brothers. And he had two nephews. Nadab and Abihu. And they were supposed to have been working in the house of God also. Oh, yeah. But you know what? They did just like Hophinez and Phinehas. Know what they did? Brought strange things in the house of God. Started doing strange things. A consuming fire. God, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Now, let me see what the Bible had to say about Nadab and Abihu. Oh my God. I think they're thinking, that's the Lord. People think they can just do anything, say anything, bring anything in your house, and get away with it. Oh no. Oh no. Just can't do anything. I think we're going to get away with it. Trying to see. I pray that you'll go back. Today, if the Lord's will, we'll be right back here. I'll try to pick up where I left off from. But yeah. Anyway, what it was is, you know, Nadab and Abihu, they did the same thing. Brought in strange things in God's house. And it caused death, y'all. It brought death. We got to remain faithful to God despite in and everything else. But see, when he comes in, he gives you a new life. You have a new Christ, new life in Christ. You know? You got to die to self. These people ain't dying to self. Self is all over the place. They all into everything. Bringing anything. Everything, humping, bumping, crumping, twerking, everything in God's house. And think it's all right. Anyway, I think it's about, what time is it? It's about almost 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm gonna sign off. I just thank God for you, you and you. Continue to listen to the Ready Church. We want to point you back to Jesus. Point you back to the Word of God. Get to know Christ for yourself. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He loves you. He cares for you. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. I say God bless you. Ready Church, be ready. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for the Word of God. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Continue to lead us and guide us in this last day. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. We just thank you, O God, that we know that apart from you, we're nothing. We can do nothing. We pray for those that are dealing with anything that's just not like you right now, God. Those that are battling things in their mind, O God. It's not like you. We plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. Pray for all those on our prayer list, God. Those that are battling cancer, sickness, and disease, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the healing of Sister Alicia's body from cancer. We know that you still the God. Oh God, you're the great God. You are great and greatly to be praised. And we thank you for it on today. We just plead the blood of Jesus over our families on today. Help us, oh God, and make a difference. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready, Church. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Love you.
Sing it out.